Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Rachel True.
And I'm Trent Venegas.
And you're listening to Quoting Gene Roddenberry,
the 100-day podcast that celebrates what would have been the 100th birthday of that guy that created Star Trek.
Each day between now and the end of our podcast,
August 19th,
one of Star Trek's biggest icons,
or celebrity fans,
or both, will be quoting Gene Roddenberry.
Then we're going to take a deep dive into why we think this sci-fi legend still has a lot to say to the world.
Today's quote is read by Tendi from Star Trek's Lower Decks, Noelle Wells.
Just as these Americas were once a new world, one that changed human history forever, up there is a new, new world. And the journey to the first of those shores will be no more dangerous than what our ancestors faced when crossing the Atlantic Ocean in rowboat-sized ships.
And we would like to welcome back one more time, one final time, our new BFF, Josh Olson.
Hello.
So, Josh, this quote. Full of hope, full of optimism. What did this quote say to you?
After my first reaction to it, I will always defer to Mr. Roddenberry's optimism and idealism, because you know
you would beat it with a stick, wouldn't you?
I feel like if he said this, I don't think he'd say this today. I think he'd find a perhaps a more artful way to say kind of a similar thing, because he's talking about exploration and advancement. And, you know, I mean, when these Americas were not once a new world, they were just a world in which a bunch of Europeans came over and murdered everybody and stole it. And then, you know, I know my ancestors, I actually have an ancestor. One part of my family goes back to before the Mayflower, which is kind of hilarious, but I'm sure it was a hellish journey. And I don't know if either of you have ancestors who could possibly relate to the hell my ancestors went through in coming here. Maybe Rachel. No, your people had a great time.
No, listen, I
your
beg
people,
to yeah, differ
had
with this.
A great time coming over here.
I do beg to differ with this quote. Like, listen, the first shores will be no more dangerous than what our ancestors faced when crossing the Atlantic in rowboat-sized ships. First of all, I think my ancestors would beg to differ, at least half of them. But you know what, Josh and Trent? The thing that struck me the most about this quote actually was he uses the word shores, which reminds me that we don't know anything about the ocean at all. And that is also, this quote could be very applicable to us finding out more about the ocean. I am longing for space travel. Don't get me wrong. I think we should do that as well. But when I see all the war shores there, I get the point of the quote is it's the same trip we've always done through history. Every time someone went from Egypt to another country back in the day before the replay, it's the same thing. Yeah. It's just a different journey, just to outer space. But it just makes me think about, like, I am so fascinated that doctors only know 10% about what's happening with your body. You people should know that, listening. You must advocate for yourself when it comes to health. And we know even less than 10% about the ocean.
No, it's true. And but I think that the key, as I just keep looking at it, it's like you have to take it in the context of its time and the sort of rhetorical flourishes he's using and who he's probably talking to, because I don't get the sense from his work or his outlook on life that Roddenberry was oblivious to how America was actually founded. And
you know, and honestly, you know, I think so. This quote actually is the one that resonated with me the most, in that I got it. So as a student of history, while I was in grad school, I taught ninth grade. So I taught U.S. history and American government. And the thing that is universal amongst all explorers, whether you're exploring somewhere for the first time on foot, on covered wagon, on boat, space shuttle, eventually starship, it's the great unknown. The varying degrees of danger are vast, but it's always, you don't know what's out there. Like, man once thought you could sail off the edge of the planet and just go away and die. Like, the edge of the world, gone.
Man once thought? Have you not been on Twitter lately? Man still thinks.
Right. So there are flat earthers who still believe that that is true. But it is that, it's the great unknown. It's the fear of not knowing. And every explorer, no matter how big or small the trip is, the journey is, they all have that in common. On some level, again, varying degrees of severity, but every explorer venturing out for the first time has that same innate fear. And they have to have that same courage to push forward because they don't know. The first people going to Mars, as we mentioned in an earlier podcast, like Elon Musk has warned, like, you may not come back, but it's going to be a fun journey. Like, it takes a certain, you know, exploratory spirit to want to risk that for the sake of exploration.
So very Tom Petty into the great wide mm-hmm. open feel. Mm-hmm.
But let's be clear, Elon himself is not getting one of those ships until about 1,000 people died, ensuring that they're safe.
I knew you were. Yep. I knew you were going to let Elon off the hook.
Never. Yeah. It's all that. Yeah. I agree. I think. And you know, but he is, like I say, it's really just a sort of idealized vision.
Very idealized. Yeah.
But can I equate this to our own human experience, right? Like, I know he's talking about going outer space and, you know, space travel and all of that. But personally, I think every day, everyone has to be brave. Yep. Brave some new shores, yep. whether it's a meeting you're going to or a job interview or a date yep. or doing the dishes when you don't want. Whatever it is, really, is it's, I know that's trite, the dishes, but it's not really. If you've built it up in your head that I can't do them and it's the worst thing, it is a shore to step on and cross. Mm-hmm. So I want to equate this quote back to just everyday living, you know, and that, yes, it requires a little bravery to walk through life. Because the unexpected is always...
And positivity. You have to have hope that what you're doing is going to be meaningful.
But real hope, not today's influencers. Right. I'm authentic of thing. Yeah. I mean, because authentic has all those things for real and authentic and a positive, mm-hmm. right? Have become these weird, toxic-y plaster, a paper mache mask on your mm-hmm. face of what you think you should be for the mm-hmm. public. That's quite popular right now. And I love this quote because it is actually saying internally too, yep. right? Whether it's going to space, but internally, not for show, for Instagram, but you, yourself, you know, have to realize that somebody else did this before you and you can add to it. You can take it and top it and add to it in your own life. I've shut them up. Look what I did, guys. I literally shut them up. Oh, God.
I'm hung up in a kind of interesting way on just the fact that, yeah, you have to filter what he's saying through a lens of the time mm-hmm. to get past all the kind of unfortunate aspects of it. But, yeah, that's all there. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if you saw somebody else say this or if you heard someone say this today, word for word. I mean, I'm not even sure I'm joking anymore. I've often said that my gravestone will say simply context is everything. And, you know, this coming from Roddenberry in the 60s is one thing. This is, you know, way too eloquent for Donald Trump. But, you know, say Tucker Carlson could say this and we would all rightly be like, that friggin' idiot, does he not understand? So, yeah, you have to take it in the spirit and the time in which it was meant.
You know, that's such a good point.
And then we don't really have to focus so much on the fact that he mentions these Americas. You know, we can say just as this country or, you know, this planet, you know, just as the first person who climbed the Mount Everest, you know, like it's that first step. It's that, not to use the Star Trek cliche, but to boldly go where no one has gone before. That, I think, is at the heart of what he's talking about. And every person who takes that journey, you know, they're in this same, I don't know, club's not the right word, but they're in the same, they come from the same place and they experience the same dangers.
Yeah, and I think that goes to what Rachel said, because it's really to boldly go where you haven't gone.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and that's how you can sort of apply it to your own life.
And for some people, man, you know, if maybe they haven't walked from their bedroom to the mailbox.
Yeah.
Right? And and doing that, that is that quote, man. You know, like that is an accomplishment too. Mm-hmm. So it can be really grandiose in outer space.
Yep.
where I very much would like to go, but not on this trip with Elon. No, I don't want to be a test case. Like the first hotel on the moon, I'm not staying at until it blows up. I saw Space 1999, which was not nearly as good as Star Trek, but I did appreciate it because in the 70s, if you weren't around, I was a very little kid, but, you know, space exploration and going where we haven't been, it was all new and super popular, and it was being displayed in a realistic way. Unlike some of the older space shows, right? Mm-hmm. Lost yep. in Space, super fun, but more fantasy. The 70s was kind of that realistic time. Mm-hmm. And it is a good analogy for us to realize, like, you are the explorer of your own life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think just simple things. I don't know why the thing I just flashed on is you know, everyone is, we are all hesitant to try anything new. And
it's scary. It can be very, very scary.
Big ways. Or, yeah, exactly. And I try to do a thing consciously. I mean, the one that keeps going to mind is a couple of years ago, Nancy, my wife, goes, I'm sure you don't want to see this, but I'm really excited to see this new TV show on FX called Pose. And I was like, nothing about that show looks interesting to me. I will watch the pilot with you. And I am now a devoted fan of the show. And I stalked the creator of the show and had him on our podcast to talk about movies. And it was just like, because there's literally, you run through a list and it's not like I'm hostile to anything in there, but there's like nothing there that I'm like,
no, it's not really cis white guns. Straight man. So I actually love, Trent, are you going to love that he was open to it, that you watched it, first of all, with your wife, but second, that you appreciated it. Mm-hmm. This is a world you don't know about, probably. Yeah.
You didn't see yourself in those characters, I'm assuming, and I hate assuming, I'm going to guess.
Well, yeah, but, I mean,
but you still enjoyed the narratives, the performances, the story that was being told.
But I would argue the greater picture and why all of this matters and why Star Trek matters is that ultimately, of course, I did. Because what those people are going through is not, if it were just specific to them, if it could only be confined to the experiences of, like, you know, the transgender, you know, Black and Latino community in New York in the 70s and 80s. And could not translate to other people, we wouldn't be talking about it. You would have no idea what I was talking about.
Yep.
But the fact that I could connect to their human experience and relate it to my own, it's like, yeah, of course, you know,
Josh,
that's the whole point of art.
Josh, this is our last podcast with you.
No.
So we have been, I've been delighted to have you as a guest, to have such an erudite writer on here who's been nominated for awards and is a skilled podcaster himself. Do you have any wrap-up thoughts? I'm so Brooklyn, New York today. Thoughts? You got any, thoughts, Josh? Got thoughts on Star Trek?
I don't have a wrap-up. I apologize. This has been an absolute blast. It's been really interesting kind of jumping into this and thinking about kind of that greater vision for the future in the world and the way that it connects to all of us and makes all of us get up in the morning and try to do better. I don't think I can sum it all up in a phrase. I apologize.
Well, no, but I just want to commend you for being, listen, you're a white man and they tend to be real angry these days and you seem like you're kind of neutral. You seem like you're doing all right. You also seem aware of other people around you and their needs. And that means so much to me as a minority person in this country. No, I just want to give you your props for that.
And remember, Josh, I found you lovely. I still find you lovely. And it was really, really great having you with us this week.
Thank you. It's really been a blast. I think this is a great show. I'm looking forward to listening to ones even that I'm not on.
So listen, if you guys would like to see the video of the Roddenberry quotes, this one was read by Noelle Wells. You can hop over to Roddenberry's social media pages on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And that's it for me, Trent.
That's it. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow. We'll have a brand new guest and we'll talk about another really great quote from Gene Roddenberry.
Thanks again, Josh.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Quoting Gene Roddenberry.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on today's quote. So tweet us, post us, DM us, whatever.
We are at Roddenberry on Twitter and Facebook and at Roddenberry Official on Instagram.
Quoting Gene Roddenberry is a Roddenberry podcast hosted by me, Rachel True.
And me, Trent Venegas. Producing are Claire Kramer and Kelsey Goldberg, with executive producers Trevor Roth and Rod Roddenberry.
Engineering and editing are provided by Elizabeth Joy Windham.
And special thanks to all those who were kind enough to read a quote and give a voice to Gene Roddenberry's everlasting words.
Live long and prosper.